For the first time in the Alaska Permanent Fund's 40-year history, the legislature has adopted a plan to draw money from the fund to pay for state government. Governor Bill Walker says he will sign the bill plan. Supporters say it protects the fund. But as Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, opponents are concerned about the pressure it could place on permanent fund dividends.
There's been a lot of uncertainty over the $65 billion permanent fund's future. But Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster says Senate Bill 26 removes that uncertainty. Both legislative chambers passed it Tuesday.
The Permanent Fund Corporation has been asking for stability and predictability so that they can plan how they invest. SB 26 allows that to happen.
Alaska state government is spending about $2.5 billion more than it's bringing in taxes, fees, and oil royalties. And the piggy bank it's used to cover past deficits, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, is almost empty. The bill draws roughly 5% of the fund's market value.
SB 26 does not specify how these funds are to be split. That will be left to future legislatures to determine.
In the Senate, Eagle River Republican Anna McKinnon says limiting the draw prevents the legislature from spending down fund earnings so that dividends disappear.
The bill before us guarantees Alaska's dividends into the future for my children and my grandchildren.
But the effect on PFDs concerns some bill opponents. They're split between Republicans who want deep cuts to state government services and Democrats who want some combination of higher oil and gas taxes and an income tax to shore up the budget. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Cueto III says the state should look at more taxes since Alaska can't rely on oil revenue.
We need to start being adults and figuring out what do we want as a state government, then figuring out how we're going to pay for it instead of continuing to try and milk a cow that right now is, I'm worried about getting way too skinny.
North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson says she's concerned that spending will squeeze out the dividend once the Constitutional Budget Reserve is spent.
I have seen nothing in the history since I have been here that shows that we will be able to stop spending money. And at this point, all I can use is the budget we currently have before us. And with this bill passed as is and no Constitutional Budget Reserve, then there would not be any more than a couple $100 left for the dividend.
Some bill opponents say the only way to protect dividends is to enshrine them in the state constitution. Even with the earnings draw, next year's budget will have a roughly $800 million gap. The legislature will likely turn to the CBR to close the gap, but it won't have that option for many more years. Governor Bill Walker says the bill is an important step. Walker generally takes time to review bills, but he said minutes after the House adopted it, that'll sign it.
You know, it's not something we take lightly. I mean, these are tough, tough decisions. There's no question about it. But, you know, they had to be made.
The bill is a major step toward the legislature finishing its work on the budget and ending the session. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.